Don't forget to remember the time you spend listening to Sportsline, weekdays 11 to 1 on Sports Radio 1340, The Fan.
Back on Sportsline, as we sit and we talk some college basketball. What does your bracket look like with the Final Four and the national champion? We have the Pick'em contest starting today with the prize package including Boot City, some Rockfish, and a $100 bill for you to go party with at your discretion. And all you need to do is give us your Final Four ball clubs and who wins the national champion. So it's very seldom that we wind up with a heavyweight like this on the program, as John Brewer, who is the sports information director for Wichita State's basketball program, joins us. And John, I would imagine that the sun is shining no matter where you are right now.
It's a pretty special time here in Wichita, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, after the undefeated season, a number one seed, and going into the NCAA tournament, having been there and done that last year, tell me what it's like to ride the crest of the wave a couple of seasons in a row.
Well, like I said, it's special, but the expectations continue to grow, and while it's fun times, it's certainly busy times here in Wichita for our Shockers.
I would imagine that Shocker t-shirt sales, cap and sweatshirt sales have just gone through the roof, haven't they?
Yeah, a town that's usually kind of split between the blue and crimson and the purple from our Wildcats up north and a little bit of black and gold. We're seeing a lot more black and yellow this year for sure.
What makes this program so good year in and year out, and why has it been so exceptional the last couple of years?
It's top down. It starts with our head coach. He does things the right way. Perhaps a little differently than some other coaches. He's a self-proclaimed micromanager. He manages the details. He works with the personalities that he has. Obviously, a very talented staff with him, with Chris Jans and Greg Heyer and Steve Forbes. And then they recruit the right kind of kids, kids that are going to be conducive to success both on the court, in the classroom. I guess every program would say that about themselves, but this one's proven it. And then a good support staff. He has our support, the administrative support, and we believe in him. We believe in the team. We believe in the way they do things, and I think that's the number one reason why we've seen this success. And then number two, which is a very close second, this community supports this program like none other. I know Lubbock gets behind their Red Raiders as well, and it's admirable, but this community is binding and just loves loves their Shockers. There's a great love affair.
You know, one of the things that we relate to fandom is the ability for fans to stay with the program through some lean years. Has that been the case as far as Wichita State is concerned for the basketball, so that when you get to things like this, there is the real rabidity as far as the fan base is concerned?
Well, I'm going to say yes. I'll be honest. I've been here through the thicker ones. It'd be irresponsible to tell you that since I've been here, we've won the NIT, we've gone back to the NCAA for the first time in a long time and won our conference. Then last year we went to the Final Four, and this year we started off with an undefeated season, and now we're a number one seed. Again, I'm not saying it's all because of me, Steve, but I have been here for that, so take that as you will. That said, yeah, to answer your question, this community definitely stays behind the Shockers through thick and thin. There are those times when obviously they've been down, and we still have a full arena and a very intelligent basketball crowd that knows how to follow this team, knows how to get them up when they're down, so on and so forth. So it is. It's a special place. It's a special time and a special place.
We're talking with John Brewer. He is the sports information director for Wichita State. Number one seed this season. Did the coaching staff, did the players expect when the regular season concluded that you guys would be in this stratosphere?
Yeah. We obviously, again, they've done, our staff has done things the right way. a lot would say, well, Wichita State hasn't played anybody, but we would challenge any program in the country to play this schedule and come out 34-0. Some would probably do it, but others, a lot wouldn't. So we do kind of expect to be here, and it's just a credit to the entire university, from our president to our head coach to our athletics director, and all support staff, that if we don't expect to be here, then we're probably doing something the wrong way to begin with.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the strength of schedule for Wichita State. The RPI that I have has 112 as far as strength of schedule is concerned, and conference strength of schedule at 157. So why can I be a believer that Wichita State can run through the NCAA tournament, especially with given your Midwest bracket that includes number 2 Michigan seeded, number 3 Duke, number 4 Louisville as the national champion? Not to mention, if you win your first round ball game, which I expect that you will, you could run across number 8 seeded Kentucky.
Yeah, well, the reason you can be a believer is because they've done it 34 times this year, and this is coming off of a Final Four. It's really not Wichita State's fault that we're part of the Missouri Valley Conference, and that's who we play. Whoever was towing up against us on that given night, we won. So you can't really blame us for that. Our non-conference schedule is probably a little better than we're giving credit for. You know, St. Louis is a good ball club. To beat them on their home floor in December is not an easy task. BYU, when they were a little stronger, obviously they were coming off of a win over Texas, which is a good Big 12 team. We could continue to go down the list and show the teams. I mean, North Carolina Central, they're a tournament team this year. Davidson obviously didn't win their tournament to get into the NCAAs, but they're a strong seed in the NIT, and that's a good basketball club, so very well coached. So we obviously we hear this time and time again about the strength of schedule, but that said, we're the number one seed in the NCAA tournament, so obviously our scheduling worked out for us somehow, because here we are. The committee obviously wanted to test us, and I say that I don't know how they think, but we got a nice challenge in front of us with some games. But I'm going to put my money, even though we're not supposed to gamble, I'm going to put my bet on Coach Marshall and the way he does things, and we'll see how it goes in the next couple of weeks.
Give me a description of this team, style of play. Where does it focus offensively, defensively, and some of its key components?
Defense and rebounding, I would say. Obviously, I think we're the 12th ranked defense in the country for points per game allowed. Field goal percentage allowed is in the top 15, I believe. There is a very strong defensive focus, a strong rebounding focus. We don't get out-rebounded very often. I think it happened 3 or 4 times this year at most. So we're going to focus on those two things first. But then we have basically 10 athletes who can score the basketball, 4 of which I believe are, you know, probably as good as anybody in the country, with Klay Anthony Early and Fred Van Fleet being 2 of which who are All-Americans on several lists. Ron Baker, a redshirt sophomore, I dare you to lay off of him. And then, of course, Tekel Cotton is our glue guy. But perhaps maybe the most underrated player on the team, and therefore could be the best player on the team. Just have a group of guys that you watch them, Steve, and they do things differently. You just watch the way they irritate an offensive player, the way they kind of get in them and poke at them, and the way they move over screens, and the way they position themselves for rebounds. These are things that don't show up in a stat sheet. I know that's cliche. They don't even show up when everybody's standing around the water cooler the next morning. but if you really do look at it and watch it closely, they do things a certain way that you don't see in a lot of programs. They're very, very disciplined. That comes again from Greg. He expects that of them. So they're you don't have this team beating themselves. They don't have those mental lapses where they don't believe they can win. And that's the other part of it. Coming off of a Final Four last year, they believe they can win every game. And they're going to focus on that mentality. You asked where they focus. Outside of what you see with the orange ball, they have a mentality that they're not going to lose, or at least they're going to give their best effort. They hold each other accountable. They're very tight-knit group. So, like I said, it comes from Greg, but I like our chances even against the Blue Bloods.
If there is a weakness, would it be your three-point field goal shooting percentage? 34.8 is very respectable, but it's 146th in the nation. If someone defends you on the inside, can you win ball games by shooting the three?
We've seen some teams try to zone us and try to prevent us from hitting the three. 34.8 is probably about average in the nation, but I'd love to see that percentage in a stat that's not kept, and that's at the end of shot clocks to stop a run. You know, those intangible shots that we hit, that this team hits when they need a three-pointer. We saw it in the championship game of the MVC. The Indiana State pulled to within five once, and we hit a big three. Fred hit a big three. Then they pulled to within four, and Fred hit another big shot. Obviously, that goes all the way back to beating Gonzaga last year when we hit, I think it was eight threes in the last 4 minutes. And I could be wrong on that number, but I know we hit a bunch of shots. And again, over the course of the game, we take a lot of threes, so our percentages are going to be around that 35%. But when we need one, I think this group's pretty confident that they can get one. So I wouldn't say that as a weakness. I think Greg would as well dare a team to zone us and see what happens.
Well, this is going to be a fun ride to watch and see with all the great teams in the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship Tournament this season and number one seed Wichita State. John, we appreciate you taking time out to be with us. I would imagine you have been pulled and tugged every different direction since yesterday evening as far as interview requests and such. And we appreciate you taking time to join us here on Sportsline this morning.
Obviously appreciate you having us and helping us extend our Shocker brand down into Lubbock. So thank you.
All right. And before you get away, give me one good story on Rob Burton.
One good story on Rob Burton. Well, how much time do we have and what do you expect from your rating?
Oh, whatever you want to choose is fine with me and however long you want to take.
I'll tell you what, ask Rob Burton. I won't tell you the whole story.
Okay.
I want him to come on the air. I'm going to challenge him to come on your show.
Ooh.
And talk about the time he swallowed fire. Because that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Swallowed fire.
Rob is obviously a phenomenal leader. I'm glad you guys have him. I wish we had him, but he's also a dear friend. And the stories that I could tell, I certainly will not.
Okay. All right. Well, John, we'll ask you about swallowing fire. Congratulations on the undefeated season. Continued success to you, and thanks for being with us on the program this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. John Brewer, he is the Sports Information Director for the Wichita State Shockers.